news, talk, and the music you love. It's the Daily Agenda. John Gabriel has created the Gabriel Method, a weight loss program. It's very unorthodox, and the good thing about it is it gets amazing results. John's on the phone to tell us more about it. John, hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Look, I'm very well. I saw you on. Gee, it was one of those current affairs shows. You've taken this around the world, haven't you? 350,000 readers worldwide. Now, essentially, are you able to speak in kilos?
Yeah. I've been living in Australia for 10 years.
Okay. Because I noticed there's 409 pounds. Always
183 kilos.
So that's what you weighed?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Mm. And it was a nightmare. It was difficult. And then that was about 10 years ago, and then I went on to lose 100 kilos. And I've been the same weight now for the last 8 years. And it's not something I do through diet or willpower or exercise. It's basically I figured out that there's certain things that cause your body to hold on to weight, certain stresses, mental, emotional, and physical stresses that will cause your body to hold on to weight. Mm-hmm. You have to address those. If you try to do it just by dieting, you're fighting your body because you haven't addressed the real issues. So my whole approach is about addressing the real issues so your body wants to be thin. Mm-hmm. And what's happened, our first book, The Gabriel Method, is now in 16 languages and mm-hmm. 60 countries, and because it's really touched a chord with people, because it basically explains why diets don't work, why they actually not only work, they actually make your body want to be fatter. So you might lose a couple of pounds in the short term, but you end up going to war with your body, and your body's fighting you, and you end up fatter than when you even started the diet. And so many studies have shown that chronic mm-hmm. dieting will cause you to gain weight. So it's a way of, rather than dieting, actually addressing those issues that cause you to gain weight.
And what generally are those issues, John?
Okay, well, a lot of them are mental and emotional. Some of them can be physical. So if you look at physical ones, some of the physical ones are nutritional starvation. That is, we're not getting the nutrients we need, so our bodies stay hungry all the time looking for specific nutrients. Most of us have digestion problems, so even if we're getting the nutrients, we're not able to digest and assimilate them. So by learning how to add the foods your body's starving for, and by learning how to improve your digestion, then you're actually getting nutrients into the cells of your body, and you're nourishing your body. Your body stops being hungry, but there's also mental and emotional stress. And the reason is because chronic stress causes chemistry in your body. And sometimes it causes the exact same chemical changes in your blood as if you were in a famine. So if you were in a famine, your cortisol levels would go up, your triglycerides would go up, your insulin levels would fluctuate. All these different things would happen if you were in a famine. The same thing happens from chronic stress for some people. So it's as if your body gets tricked into thinking it's in a famine. And so it's trying to protect you from that. And it's causing you to be hungry all the time. So you have to learn how to address, for many people, chronic stress and also emotional traumas that have happened in your life. So these are the types of things, these are the real issues that you need to address. And we have some really simple strategies for addressing them, like listening to an evening visualization as you're going to sleep at night helps lower stress, it lowers your cortisol levels, and then you're just not as hungry anymore. Your body is not tricked into thinking it's in a famine, and you lose weight easier.
I've heard it said that people who are have weight issues are trying to kind of build a wall around themselves emotionally.
Exactly. That's exactly the issue. That has to be addressed. And you know what happens with people like that? And by the way, in my experience now, doing this for 10 years, that's 80% of people that have had a serious weight issues. They're using weight as a form of protection. And what happens, I talk to women all the time. They say that they're on the diet, they've lost 10 kilos, and then someone says, "Oh my God, you look great." And then they freak out and they have a bad day and they go, my body's trying to sabotage me. And I'm saying, your body's not trying to sabotage you. Your body has just made the association that weight's a form of protection. And when it's losing that protection, it tries to get more the weight back.
So someone saying to you, "Oh my God, you look great," is actually not a good thing.
Well, if you've got these emotional issues, but once those emotional issues go away, once you no longer are trying to build a wall around you, once you have another form of protection, once you learn to feel safe, independent of the weight, then the weight you don't need the weight anymore, and then it ends up going away, and it goes away very easily once the issues are resolved. And so really that's when you say it's unorthodox, it's very much that. It's about addressing the real root causes. So someone's using weight as a form of protection. They go to the doctor, and the doctor puts them on this diet, that diet, and they get these limited successes, and then they have these rebounds, and it's because they haven't addressed the real issue.
What was your real issue?
I was using weight as a form of protection.
So that was yours?
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
So
I felt safer with that extra weight.
So when what did you do to yourself? And I know you've essentially said this, I guess, but obviously it was difficult to shed that emotion that you had.
Well, here's the thing. So I was working on Wall Street, a very high stress job. I was working with a partner that was very aggressive, and in general, it was a really unpleasant environment, and I didn't like it at all. In fact, I hated my life. And having the extra 100 kilos on your body doesn't help because you're just exhausted all the time. And then I sort of had this experience. I had a kind of a life changing experience where I was almost on one of the flights that was crashed, that was hijacked and crash landed in at 9/11.
Almost.
It's a flight that I normally take. It's the nonstop flight from Newark to San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's a flight I've taken many times, and I was supposed to take it that Tuesday, but somehow my business partner booked me on a different flight, and just by a fluke of fate, you know, I would have definitely been on that flight if I had booked it. There's no question about it.
So you had to give him a hug after that.
Yeah, well, it was a first of all, it was a different business partner.
Okay.